D.H. Lawrence's doctrine is constantly invoked by people, of whom Lawrence himself would passionately have disapproved, in defense of a behavior which he would have found deplorable or even revolting. That this should have happened is by no means, of course, a condemnation of the doctrine. The same philosophy of life may be good or bad according as the person who accepts it and lives by it is intrinsically fine or base. To the preacher of a new way of life, the most depressing thing that can happen is, surely, success. For success permits him to see how those he has converted distort and debase, and make ignoble parodies of his teaching. If Francis of Assisi had lived to be 100, what bitterness he would have tasted! Happily for the saint, he died at 45, still relatively undisillusioned, because still on the threshold of the great success of his order. Writers influence their readers, but always, at bottom, to be more themselves. If the reader's self happens to be intrinsically similar to the writer's, then the influence is what the writer would wish it to be. If he is intrinsically unlike the writer, then he will probably twist the writer's doctrine into a rationalization of beliefs, an excuse for behavior wholly alien to the beliefs and behaviors approved by the writer. Lawrence suffered the fate of every man whose works have exercised an influence upon his fellows. It was inevitable and in the nature of things.